When he was done, all of his fingers were bleeding from dozens of shallow cuts. He coated them with wood ash soak and slept with them that way, his hands looking as if they were covered with large and clumsy gray-black gloves. When he washed them off in a stream the following day, Susanna was amazed to see the cuts already well on their way to healing. She tried dabbing some of the wood ash stuff on the persistent sore beside her mouth, but it stung horribly, and she washed it away in a hurry. "I want you to wipe this goddamn thing off," she said. Roland shook his head. "We'll give it a little longer to heal on its own."
"Why?"
"Cutting on a sore's a bad idea unless you absolutely have to do it. Especially out here in what Jake would have called the boondogs." She agreed, without bothering to correct his pronunciation, but unpleasant images crept into her head when she lay down. Visions of the pimple beginning to spread, erasing her face inch by inch, turning her entire head into a black, crusted, bleeding tumor. In the dark, such visions had a horrible persuasiveness, but luckily she was too tired for them to keep her awake long. On their second day in what Susanna was coming to think of as the hide camp, Roland built a large and rickety frame over a new fire, one that was low and slow. They smoked the hides two by two and then laid them aside. The smell of the finished product was surprisingly pleasant. "It smells like leather," she thought, holding one to her face, and then had to laugh. That was, after all, exactly what it was. The third day they spent making, and here Susanna finally outdid the gunslinger. Roland sewed a wide and barely serviceable stitch. She thought that the vests and leggings he made would hold together for a month, two at the most, then begin to pull apart. She was far more adept. Sewing was a skill she'd learned from her mother and both grandmothers. At first she found Roland's bone needles maddeningly clumsy, and she paused long enough to cover both the thumb and forefinger of her right hand with little deerskin caps which she tied in place. After that it went faster. And by mid-afternoon of making day, she was taking garments from Roland's pile and over-sewing his stitches with her own, which were finer and closer. She thought he might object to this. Men were proud, but he didn't, which was probably wise. It quite likely would have been Detta who replied to any whines and queasies.